Well, as the rain and mudslides in China follow catastrophic floods in Pakistan and a heatwave in Russia, many people are asking if all those events are linked. And scientists say there is a common thread around those extremes in weather. The National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research's James Renwick told me that a change or stall in the jet stream in the Northern Hemisphere is one reason for the severe weather.
We've got a big meander in the jet stream, or in the circulation of the winds over the Northern Hemisphere.
Now, the jet stream, that's west to east normally, way up high in the atmosphere.
Normally the winds just blow from west to east, following the rotation of the planet. But sometimes you get these big loops and high-pressure systems that form in the jet stream, sort of meanders north and then south and back north again.
And it sort of what, stalls?
Yeah, basically, you get these big, it's called a blocking pattern, where a big high pressure develops, and that's what's happened over Russia or Eastern Europe. And so instead of blowing from west to east, the winds going around that are coming from the south, so bringing very warm air up from North Africa and the Mediterranean into places like Western Russia, and that's what's keeping it very warm there. And then the winds turn south a bit further east and bring colder air towards the south, and that's what's happening over the mountains north of Pakistan and India. So cold air is coming down there and meeting the monsoon winds and just helping to really pump up the rainfall there. So yeah, the two events are in fact quite linked.
And not unprecedented in terms of this blockage in the jet stream.
It's more normal to see that kind of pattern further west, so blockages or blocking patterns over the North Atlantic are very common. Not so much over Eastern Europe and Russia, but not unknown, that's for sure.
I know, given the times we live in, a lot of people will be sitting there saying climate change, greenhouse gases. Can you directly draw a link or not?
Well, I'd say no and yes. No, you can't draw a linkage between any one event and climate change, because that's just a very long-term, fairly gradual change. But what all the climate models are saying is that the likelihood, the risks of these kind of events, both the heavy rainfalls and the high temperature extremes and fires, the risk of those are just set to increase through time. So we're looking to see more of these things in the future.
Let's get local then. Is it going to make our weather improve after a miserable winter?
Oh, I wish I could say yes, Sean, but no. Well, I don't mean no. It just, there's not much relationship between what happens over Eurasia in one season and what happens over New Zealand in another. So we're looking, the outlook for New Zealand is for a mild spring. So, yeah, it's not all bad. We're not looking at extreme high temperatures, hopefully, but, yeah, it doesn't look too bad for New Zealand going forward.
That's NIWA's principal scientist, Dr. James Renwick.